Right now on VFN TV, prayer at the White House all day long. Jonathan Cain, President Trump. I think about Paula White, Lance Wallnew, Ralph Reed, and so many others. We're going to go to the White House for an all-day prayer, and you're going to be there with us right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Think about it. Prayer at the White House. If you've been with us all the years we've been talking with through a whole season of going like, oh, please, America, turn back to God. Put somebody, you know, in leadership that's going to be open to protecting the church and open to prayer. And now we actually have, remember, I don't know if you remember our program, God showed me specifically in October 2016 and before that, that we would have a friend in the White House, that the church would have a friend in the White House that would be a friend of the church. I didn't know who it was going to be. And then he showed me in October in a dream, it actually would be President Trump before he was president. And guess what? He is not only a friend to the church, he's a friend to Israel, and he's totally opened up to prayer, that he's even been reported saying, I want to be known as the most praying president there ever was in history. But if you know him, he wants every record. But that's a wonderful record to be. Well, I'm Greg Lancaster, and John Ramos is joining me.
Hello.
Man, this is exciting when you think about what's taking place.
We've been praying for the White House for many, many years. Now prayer is coming from the White House.
From the White House.
What a huge transition.
Well, you remember we even prayed about, we have a prayer community. We pray for 24 hours on a Monday. But we've been talking about, they took the previous administration prior to Trump, President Trump, they took down Jerusalem on the White House where our stance was and said it's not the capital.
On their platform, sure.
On their platform. And we're like, oh my goodness, this is not going to be good.
No.
And not only that, the previous president prior to Trump poked the prime minister in the chest in his office, poked at him. And we have the angry bird type situation going on. Probably don't have time for something like that to be able to show it. But you think about it, things and times are changing. As a matter of fact, this is President Trump beginning a whole day of prayer, literally a couple days of prayer. This is the dinner before the National Day of Prayer. Let's go there now.
America is forever. We will be a nation that believes forever. And we certainly believe more than anyone, the power of prayer, most powerful thing there is. From our earliest history, we've always been people of faith. Our Declaration of Independence proclaims that our rights are bestowed on us by our Creator. The First Continental Congress began with a prayer. Our first president, George Washington, declared a national day of thanksgiving to our Father in heaven. Each time we pledge allegiance to our flag, we say that we are one nation under God. And for 67 years, presidents have proclaimed a national day of prayer. 67 years. Half a mile from where we are gathered this evening stands the Washington Monument. On the very top of the tallest structure in our nation's capital, facing the rising sun each morning, two Latin words are prescribed and inscribed. It's called, praise be to God. Very important. And by the way, you're seeing it more and more. You're seeing people prouder and prouder. It's happening. We remember when we started our campaign, I was saying, we're going to be saying Merry Christmas again. Now everyone's very proud to be saying Merry Christmas again. There was a time when we went shopping and you wouldn't see Merry Christmas on the stores. You'd see a red wall and it wouldn't say that. It would say Happy Holidays or something, but it wouldn't say Merry Christmas. We're back to saying Merry Christmas again in this country, and that's something that I consider a great achievement because it really spells out what's happening. So tonight we praise God for our nation. We give thanks for his providence. We ask him to watch over and protect the lives of religious believers and the people of goodwill all over the world and the people in this room who are so important to so many different religions. And we pray that he will continue to bless America with faith, freedom, and peace. So thank you for coming to the White House. It is a great honor for Melania and myself to be with you. Great for Mike and Karen and all of the wonderful representatives of our country, and you're the representatives of our faiths. And thank you very much. Very, very important day.
It's so important. When I think about him, he always has honored, I mean, he will talk to anybody and confront them. But when it comes to people of faith and the Christian ministers and rabbis, he's always been, just kind of gives way to them and just says the anointing. Like, he recognizes. You know, I remember Lance Waldo in a story, he wrote a book, I forget what it was, early on, prophesying that he would be...
Chaos president, I think.
Yeah, chaos president, and that he was, his number, I don't know what number, he's 50...
45,
and then, I think it was Isaiah 45, or whatever the word was. And he's always given way. He even sought counsel of ministers in America about which direction to go to.
Well, he said openly, these are the folks, speaking of ministers, that we want to hear from.
Of course.
So that had to do with the Johnson Amendment and wanting to pull that down. But it said, we want to hear from you.
Right.
And so he's open to their counsel, where most presidents were interested mainly in their constituents and the people they were able to reach as a voting opportunity. He really
And then would forget about them.
All the
time. And the Johnson Amendments, what happened under LB Johnson, President Johnson, was about trying to put a stranglehold on people of faith. That if you say something, then you get punished by the IRS. He's defunded that in the IRS, but be praying and letting, like, write to the president and say, just do away. And by the way, this is how it works. You have to send Congress, senators, and representatives to Washington, D.C., who will stand with the president, and they have to pass a law to take down the law called the Johnson Amendment. And once that's gone, you can exercise your First Amendment. I mean, you still can exercise them, but that will go away, and it will just change everything.
No penalty, sure.
No penalty. And it begins with prayer, and that's what's taking place right here. As a matter of fact, you're looking at some of what's taking
behind
place.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So that's Paula White at this table there. That's Melania Trump, I believe, there in the back.
And that's Barron, I think, to her right arm. Isn't it Barron?
No, no, that's actually Jensen Franklin, Pastor Jensen Franklin.
He's about the same
right.
size as Barron.
Yeah,
the
he
saxophone
is.
Playing
that's
minister.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. There's Jensen there to the right. I believe there's a rabbi there on the left, and he was at the prayer service.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
And he was from California, I think, the particular synagogue that got...
Not that one that prayed, but there's actually several rabbis.
Okay.
And there's Melania Trump.
Isn't that awesome?
So, yeah, behind the scenes, we also
do you know what she, do you know what she did when she came to the White House?
What she did?
She went, the report says she went through the whole White House and just prayed and did
the
spiritual purging over the
goodness.
Whole White House and just prayed and asked God to bless it. Probably Paula White went with her.
That's great.
I would assume.
That's
doing
so
that.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, we also have Lance Waldo. Take a look at Lance.
Now, Lance was there. To,
yes, yeah. yes. Hold on. Yep.
Hold on a second. So, Lance Waldo was there at the dinner, and he pulled out his phone.
Yes.
By the way, this didn't last too long because Secret Service came and actually stopped him from doing it. Let's go back to the beginning of this video and listen to Lance's first-hand report.
I'm off to the races. Oh, look who this distinguished gentleman is.
So we had Michelle Bachmann, Governor Huckabee over there, and Pastor Maldonado, one of my favorite live leaders. What a great guy he is. I'm probably outing some people.
If I'm supposed to. Sometimes they just tell me to turn the phone off.
That's so funny. Sometimes they tell me to turn the phone off. Have you ever watched Aardvark years ago in the cartoon? It was years ago, and it was an anteater called the Aardvark, and he sounds so much like him. But it's so cool. He just shows up, and, you know, he actually was a cast member of Saturday Night Live years ago, and after that he had gotten saved, gave his life to Jesus. You know, he's a born-again believing Jew.
Yes.
And that he is a powerful ministry, you know, talking about the mountains that we talk about, like VFNKB. Mountains, and also Lance Waldo's motivational inspiration, and just funny and truth-bearing, and has great concepts.
Yes, absolutely.
Great concepts. As a matter of fact, if you're watching, Lance, we want to have you here on the Glory Zone, the Gulf Coast, on VFN TV. But we want to hear from your thoughts. You know, what are your thoughts? Some of the questions that we're answering is prayer happening in the White House? Second thing you think about it is, how many people showed up at the White House for prayer? Secondly was, what did the president say at the meeting of ministers on the National Day of Prayer? And finally, was Jensen Franklin at the National Day of Prayer? Was Paula White at the National Day of Prayer? Who was at the National Day of Prayer? These are some of the questions that we're answering. We have so much more coming up from this program. Comment below. What are your thoughts, these answers that we're giving, and the thoughts of having prayer accepted again, Merry Christmas being able to say again. I mean, it's amazing what the freedom that we have as the church. We need to exercise this freedom. John, what's next?
When we get back from this break, we're going to continue to be talking about the power of prayer, but we're also going to be having worship at the White House. Can you believe it? As well as powerful prayers that are going to actually impact this nation and the world. You don't want to miss it. Join us. We get right back from this break.
I want to talk to you about our book. My book is out and it's ready for you right now. I Will Fight, 10 strategies to fight for your success. Listen, so many people in the world understand if you're going to be successful, you got to fight for it. And many people who are believers and Christians think that just success falls out of the sky. But God has created the earth to respond to your labor. He's created the universe to respond to you believing in faith in what he's going to do. So I share in this book very specifically about biblical fights that have happened, but also got 10 specific strategies to be able to help you. I don't care if you're a CEO. I don't care if you're a congressperson or a senator. I don't care if you're a janitor, a business owner, a teacher, a pastor. If anybody knows needs to know how to fight, pastors need to know how to fight for success and define, you know, what success is. But I talk specifically, and I begin in this book, is about how God spoke to me and why I'm writing the book. God showed me specifically in a dream, a prophetic dream, several dreams, but one was that he has a wealth transfer coming and he wants to deliver wealth to his people, but they don't have the character and the integrity to be able to manage that wealth. He told me that he's been getting a lot of money and wealth to them, but it goes right through their fingers like holes in a bowl. So they have to learn how to be able to develop strategies, biblical strategies to be able to be positioned. Why? Because a great harvest of souls is coming, and it's going to take many, many dollars to be able to bring in that harvest, and it's going to be God's people who will fund that. And so he's looking for people that are willing to say, I want to be positioned. This is all about being positioned for great wealth. And it's not necessarily great wealth in money. It could be great wealth and influence, whatever God has entrusted you with. So get your, it's a free book. You just cover shipping and handling. We want to send it to you for free. And you can go to vfnkb.com for all the details. You can see it on your screen. But listen, it's here. It's right here for you. Wonderful thing. How many nuggets? Maybe 500, 600 yeah. Wisdom nuggets in addition to these success strategies. It's yours now, vfnkb.com.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to vfntv.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at vfntv.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, Maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So the White House, I think about, you know, Lance Wando's reporting fresh from the White House, and he's talking here. What's Lance Wando say?
He said he had a unique experience.
He said, I just had a unique experience.
No, go ahead. He said, I was standing outside of the Rose Garden, waiting for the event to begin, and he started a broadcast. But suddenly, he said, I was interrupted by the Secret Service. This is Lance talking. And I could see that happening, Lance. Yeah. I could see it.
Right.
He said, did you know they have a rule about broadcasting this? What they told him. He said, well, my friend, Ramiro Pena, must have had angels hiding his phone from the Secret Service because he was able to capture a few moments of worship that Jonathan Cain, Paula White Cain's husband, led them in. And he said it was amazing. It was beautiful. In fact,
you're
right
seeing
here. Some of it now.
And you think about it, he's one of the singers with the group Journey.
Yes.
Or the former singers.
Former singer
with the Journey. Don't Stop Believing was one of their songs.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Well, you're not going to sing
no,
or believe
no,
in. He went on to say what? He said he
says, I noticed how President Trump seems to love the lively stuff. I mean, he seems to be energized by the real, authentic presence of God that people carry. He said the next thing he saw, he was calling people out during the National Day of Prayer. It was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so encouraging.
Well, I think about this. Biblically speaking, when you read the Bible, just to see how God responded to one leader praying or one leader prophesying or one agreeing with God or worshiping God at the capital, the headship of a nation, this is so significant and so powerful. It has biblical significance to God just showing favor. We've been praying for a great awakening. You're looking at it happening. We've been praying to God end abortion. Guess what? The governor of Georgia just signed that baby heartbeat bill. It's like if you hear the baby's heartbeat, you can't abort the bill, or you actually be killing a child. And people say, well, that's not a baby. Well, then if it's not a baby, babies don't have hearts, right?
Hello.
So if it has a heart, it's actually a human being. Yeah. So it's actually beginning to happen. And this is all key to these things coming together.
Speaking
so
about prayer in Georgia, Sonny Perdue, when he was the governor of Georgia.
Was he governor or Congress?
He was governor because there was a drought in Georgia. It was a drought, major drought. And he stands, you know, in front of everyone at a press conference, and they were going to have a time of prayer. He got a lot of backlash for that. Well,
It rained.
Not only did it rain, but it's like God remembered that, because now Sonny Perdue, I believe he's part of the leadership, cabinet post of the Department of Agriculture, I believe.
Yeah, he is.
And so things come full circle. But
it makes me think of 1 John 5, 14 through 15. Let's read that, John.
And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. God hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him.
John, you know what this means?
What does it mean? Tell us.
That prayer, all day prayer and worship at the White House, and actually the dinner the night before, God heard it, and God is and will respond what took place. And I even think about this, because this was prayed too, 2 Chronicles 7:14.
That's right. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I, that's God, will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. If we do four things, God will do these other two powerful things.
Forgive our sins and heal our land. Our land needs healing.
Yeah.
All the bloodshed that's happening on, 70 million abortions, something like that.
50 million plus.
50 million plus abortions. And that's innocent bloodshed. You know, Abel's blood still cries out today, the first man murdered on the earth. So you know all the blood. But God hears us cry out for forgiveness. If we end the sin of abortion, we treat people fairly in our nation and do treat people justly and honor God, honor Israel, allow God to do what he's going to do in this nation, you're looking at just huge blessings.
Huge.
And I think about this before we go to a break. Listen, some of the questions that we're answering is, was there worship in the White House? Think about it. There was. Were Christians allowed to pray freely and to worship God freely in the White House? Yes. Was President Trump receptive to allowing Christians to be in the White House and to sing and to praise freely? Yes, he does. It's exciting seeing these things take place. When we get back from the break, John's going to tell you who you're going to see firsthand pray at the White House.
Yes, we're going to have, when we get back from this break, Ralph Reed's going to lead us to pray. Beautiful prayer. A Catholic priest prays an amazing, powerful prayer. And Paula White Cain closes this out with some decrees and even doing some spiritual warfare in the White House. Don't forget to comment below. We want to hear, what do you think about prayer in the White House? Do you think that these prayers are actually going to do anything? And if you do, what kind of ramification, what results are going to be because of the prayer? Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back. With Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
Let's offer a word of advice today specifically for the mothers and fathers of babies. It comes in response to the question, when should discipline of a child actually begin? Well, my answer may surprise you, but I think it should start as soon as possible after birth. Now, obviously, I'm not talking about physical punishment or anything negative. Some parents don't agree and they find themselves swatting a baby for wiggling while being diapered. This is a terrible mistake. Other parents will shake a child violently when they're irritated by his persistent crying. Let me warn parents that shaking an infant can cause serious neurological damage by slamming the brain against the skull. Do not risk any kind of injury with a baby. So what form of discipline is appropriate at that age? The answer is loving leadership. Dr. Bill Sloniger, a Nashville pediatrician and a good friend, said that new mothers will call him on the phone and they'll say, "My six-month-old baby is crying and he seems very hot." The doctor asked if the child has a fever, to which mom replies, "I don't know. He won't let me take his temperature." These mothers have already yielded their authority to their infants, and some will never regain it. Good parenting and loving leadership go hand in hand, and both should begin on day one.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So we're not going to be able to get to Ralph Reed, but you'll see him on the torch at VFNKB.com. But we're going to hear a Catholic priest pray at the White House. He allowed so many people to pray. President Trump did. It was unscheduled, some of the things that took place. So let's go to the White House right now and hear the prayer taking place by this Catholic priest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. On this special national day of prayer, we come to you, united as a nation, to give you glory. You created the universe and endowed the human person from conception with such a dignity that made the psalmist exclaim, "What is man that you should be mindful of him?" You crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet. Dear Lord, help our country. Protect our people, the born and the unborn, the young and the old, the health and the sick, those who serve or have served our country, and all of us and our families. From those who want to dismiss and undermine the values and the laws you have established in the core of our nature, for our own happiness. And help us to hear your voice so that we can fulfill your will on earth as it is in heaven. Lord Jesus Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, you said that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. And through your death on the cross for our redemption, you showed your infinite love for us. As St. John says, he loved us to the end. Move our hearts so that we come to love one another, to care for one another, especially for those most in need, as you did. Forgiveness is the highest expression of your mercy, and we beg your grace so that we can imitate you. God, the Holy Spirit, enlighten with your wisdom the hearts of all our leaders, of all the leaders of our country, of all who hold positions of responsibility, of all of us, so that we may find the right path and choose it when we make our decisions in life, no matter how narrow the gate may be. God, our Father, accept the prayers we offer for our nation as we celebrate the resurrection of your Son, so that people everywhere may enjoy the protection of their lives, true freedom, and find your happiness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
This is so powerful. Let's go right to Paula White as she's decreeing over the White House. And that's what God wants us to do, is get in agreement with what he says and just speak it out in faith. Listen to Paula White as she decrees. She's the one that organized this entire event at the leadership of President Trump. Take a look.
Amen. I'm going to ask you to all grab one another's hand right now. The Bible says how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I know they're a little bit sweaty, but this is the last prayer, okay? Thank you so much. So, Father, I am privileged to come to you in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. We lift your name up, and you said you would draw all men unto you. So right now, we thank you for this wonderful White House, our president, first lady, first family administration. We declare it to be holy ground. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So as we thank you for the goodness, as we thank you for the prosperity of our nation, for your blessing, for your hand, now we lift up our president. You declared in Jeremiah chapter 1:5, that before he was ever formed in his mother's womb, that you had set him apart and you had ordained him. According to Psalm chapter 1, according to Psalm, you declared in 139 verse 16 that you ordained all of his days before one of them ever came into being. So not one day takes you by surprise. We thank you that you have already given him the victory through Christ Jesus. And we understand Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, wickedness, and darkness. So we declare every demonic network to be scattered right now. We declare right now that there is a hedge of protection over our president, first lady, every assignment, the purpose they carry in the mantle. And like the apostle said in Galatians, Apostle Paul said, I was set apart from my mother's womb and marked off by boundaries. For let him fulfill all the will of the Lord and do the assignment God has carried him to do for your great name, for your great nation, and for all your people in the world. I decree this and declare this in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ. And according to Job 22:28, what I decree and declare is established. And everybody said, amen.
Amen. And we agree and we decree it over the world and our international television audience and radio audience. We just say, let it be according to God's word. Let it be in Jesus' name. So exciting. Listen, comment below. We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts about prayer being opened again? In other words, saying, God, we are for you. We want to hear from you. We're talking to you. We're seeking you. We're acknowledging you. That's powerful. In the book of Romans chapter 1, it talks about that's what he wants to be, is acknowledged and actually be grateful for what he's doing. That's what's taking place. And decreeing the word, speaking it out. What are you decreeing that's in alignment with God's word? Comment below. Let us know what's going on. What are some of the questions that we're answering with this is, you know, what did Paula White pray? You know, what did Ralph Reed pray? What was prayed at the White House during the National Day of Prayer? We have that available for you, what we just had on the program, but also more of it available, the entire event available on The Torch. Just go to VFNKB.com, go to VFN Torch, and you can see it there. Listen, I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you for our audience, God. I bless them right now, Father God. I pray that their house, their own home, will be a house of prayer, Father God, that they would begin to pray more than just over their meals, but they just pray over everything that's happening in their life and have a conversation with you, Lord God, invite you in their homes. God, we just bless President Trump for allowing this to take place and those that showed up, Father God. And we ask you, dear God, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
The spiritual avalanche that could kill millions. This is coming to you from a man who has just passed through the valley of the shadow of death. Since my close call with eternity just a short while ago, everything has become clearer. I can hear his whisper. Unabated obedience has become my mandate. That is why I'm writing this word from the Lord. Recently, after enjoying quality time with Jesus, I was surprised by an alarming vision. I saw a massive, majestic mountain covered in glistening snow. It reminded me of the Matterhorn in the Swiss Alps. Its peaks were sparkling white, and I was amazed by God's attention to detail. It was so realistic, I wanted to go skiing. But I sensed that there was more that the Holy Spirit was about to reveal. As I closed my eyes, I was in a winter wonderland, bustling with thousands of vacationers. The ski lodge, condos, hotels, and cabins were at full capacity at this popular resort. Day quickly turned to night as the skiers, snowboarders, and sports enthusiasts were settling in. Anticipation grew as the snow began to fall. Everyone headed to bed believing tomorrow would be a day of sheer enjoyment on freshly covered slopes. For an avid skier, the exhilaration of being the first one to race down a new blanket of snow is a dream come true. Throughout the night, winter storms dropped several feet of new snow on the slopes. The night ski patrol was put on full alert. Their mission was clear. With the potential of killer avalanches, they took to their posts. I began to weep as the vision continued to unfold along with its spiritual application. The ski patrol operated like a well-trained platoon. Some boarded helicopters manned with small bombs. Others jumped on snowmobiles loaded with handheld explosive devices. What seemed to be a strategic group of sharpshooters were stationed at the base, maneuvering anti-tank weapons aimed at the snow-covered peaks. They fired their weapons at strategic points in the avalanche zone to force avalanches before the snow accumulated to a life-threatening depth. Left unchecked, the accumulation of heavy, dense snow packed on top of lighter snow could easily slide down with incredible speed and force, resulting in enormous damage and loss of life. The Lord began to speak. I trembled. The fresh new snow represented the false teaching that is steadily falling on the ears of the body of Christ. It has been and is a heavy snowfall. The skiers represented believers and non-believers, trusting the resort for a safe and memorable experience. As Christians, we have been warned to be sober and vigilant. 1 Peter 5:8. However, the present awe-inspiring teachings have lulled many into a deeper sleep. The layers upon layers of snow have been steadily covering the solid traditional truth of Christ. The truth is that foolish teaching in these days will become so fashionable, even the most dedicated believer could become deceived. Matthew 24:24. It's happening before our eyes. One spiritual leader said the other day, "You guys are old-fashioned holiness. We are modern-day grace. You live in bondage while we can do anything we want." Pastors and teachers worldwide have succumbed to heretical teachings, including universal reconciliation, deification of man, challenging the validity of the Word of God, including His judgments, and even lifting any boundaries, claiming His amazing grace is actually amazing freedom. You are free to live according to your own desires. Sound familiar? They had no king and did what was right in their own eyes. Judges 17:6. These popular self-proclaimed ministers of the gospel are covering the slopes and will be held accountable for the spiritual death of millions. Just as a ski patrol did in this vision, those who are aware of what's happening must take swift and accurate action. Their weapons of warfare must be aimed at the peaks and the avalanche terrain to dispel the lies. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers must be willing to drop spiritual bombs, fire anti-heresy missiles, and even drive into the danger zones armed with explosive truth to confront this avalanche. The generals of this generation must leave the war room and put their years of experience on the front lines. Friend, I humbly encourage you to heed this vision and take it before the Lord. I've written it just as it was given. My responsibility is to share with the body of Christ His words to me. The ears that hear and the hands that obey are out of my control. This is not just Steve Hill telling a story. Most of what the Lord shares with me is personal and remains in my heart. But I sincerely believe that this is a warning for this hour. Satan is snowing the saints, but it can be stopped. In the vision, I heard explosions. I saw dedicated Christian soldiers scrambling to do anything it took to bring down this avalanche before devastation occurred. One of the most powerful weapons we possess to combat this onslaught is the tongue. Let God set yours ablaze by preaching all the words in red. If we take action now, the result will be a tearing down of false teaching and a remaining layer of solid, God-given, biblical instruction that will save the lost, heal the sick, and strengthen Christians to do the true work of the ministry.